It's Angela Yee, and I love to travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to experience their beautiful islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI is one of my favorite places. If you're traveling from the U.S., you don't even need a passport. I love the food, the people, the culture, and the beaches. Gorgeous. Go to visit USVI.com to plan your next vacation. Visit USVI.com. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas in May. I cannot wait. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are now tuned in to Angela, but I call her Yee.
Wow, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
On Way Up, Angela Yee and Mano.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a good time today. It's Friday. I just got back in town. Let me tell y'all something. I was in Detroit for literally like a, maybe like a day and a half. I feel like I was there for a week. I did so many things.
You love Detroit.
But I can't wait to talk about it. I was at the Pistons game.
Yeah,
they
I saw
won.
That. You was with Royce.
I was at Royce the 5'9". Mm-hmm. V's was next to me mm-hmm. also. Shout out to Baby Money. He was there. It was a 313 day when
right.
I went.
No, that was dope.
Then I was at Craig Cafe. I mean, we were outside. So shout out to everybody in Detroit. I did, I played top golf. I really had fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Should have been on that trip.
You should, but look at you. What day is this of your detox?
This is I haven't been counting, but I'm thinking we close to a week now. What's this, Friday? We started on Monday. Mm-hmm. I started on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Okay, you looking good, Mano.
Yeah,
how you feeling?
I'm shining.
You shining?
You know, I'm all right. You know,
okay.
Haven't been eating, but
okay,
it is what it is.
All right, and then also, I got home last night. My flight landed around midnight. I went home, and then you know what I had to do?
What's that?
Put on the Love is Blind reunion.
Oh. I saw that pop up, too.
My goodness. Okay. So just so many things to talk about and about last night. But in the meantime, we do have a special guest joining us today. Keisha Cole is going to be here talking about her Love Hard tour that she's in the middle of right now. And of course, love and positivity and light on this Friday. Let us know who you want to shine a light on. 800-292-5150 is Way Up.
We going to light the block up.
I'm going to shine. I'm going to shine.
Turn your lights on, y'all.
Turn your lights on.
Spreading love to those who are doing greatness.
Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them.
It's time to shine a light on them.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's here with me.
New Mano.
Good morning.
Good morning. And let's shine a light. And today, I just wanted to spread some love and shine a light on Regina King. She recently just did her first TV interview. About, you know, since her son Ian Alexander Jr.'s death.
Right.
And I just want to send her some love and light today. She was on Good Morning America yesterday. She spoke to Robin Roberts. And it's been 2 years since this happened. He died by suicide in January of 2022. He was only 26 years old, and he was also her only child. So I can't even imagine what
that is so.
That must be like to go through something like that. But, you know, I feel like she's the type of person who everybody who knows her has great positive things to say about her. She's had an amazing career. And I know it's a difficult time, and she's also in a new Shirley Chisholm movie.
Oh yeah, right. I met her once years ago.
Okay.
In Juliet, we partied together.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I love to see. I've always admired her. Just see her whole career.
Right, her whole, since she was young.
And how she's evolved and the opportunities that she's provided for other people. Shirley Chisholm is one of my favorite historical figures, so I'm excited to see that movie. But anyway, I just thought about her. Because that was just a really touching interview. So shout out to Regina King.
And my aunt lost her son that way, my cousin.
I mean, it's just never easy because you don't know what people were going through. You never know. All right, well, who do you want to shine a light on? 800-292-5150. Fanny, who you want to shine a light on?
I actually called to shine a light on Mano today.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, I love everything you got going on. Like,
thank you.
The music, the movies, like, I'm here for it, and I love it for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
The music, the movies. He's got a TV show he's working on. He's got his own day. Where are you from?
Detroit.
Okay.
Detroit.
Oh, we got to go to Detroit,
man. Absolutely.
Mano.
I love the D. Actually, I shot a movie in Detroit. Yeah. Tubi.
He did a Tubi movie. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and shining a light on our guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
That's
thank
right.
you. You too.
You too.
All right. Well, that was Shine a Light, 800-292-5150, in case you couldn't get through it. When we come back, we have your Yeetie. And since we have new Cardi B music premiering all day today, let's talk about another rapper, another woman rapper, who she actually is related to. It's Way Up.
They say it's truth in the rumors.
From industry shade to all the gossip.
Talk to me.
Angela's spilling that Yeetie.
Talk to him.
It's Way Up. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's in the building.
Right.
We've been debating about this or trying to figure it out. Behind the scenes this whole morning
Cardi
so far.
And Glorilla.
But Cardi B was on with Big Boy and says that Glorilla is related to her. Here's what she said.
There's some serious story. Like, I don't like to put my family business like, but he used to push weight and everything. And there was like this one time that like he lived in Tennessee and whatever. So he ain't really told like my grandma that like he was dealing with somebody over there. And then like, he had like a kid out there, and that's Glorilla's dad and everything. So that's why like me, because related.
Now, what does that make them? Let's go through the family tree.
If they have the same grandmother, if that grandmother's son, which makes that Cardi's uncle is Glorilla's dad, then
they'd be cousins.
Cousins.
Okay.
They're cousins.
Okay.
If that's what it is.
All right, so, and Glorilla, by the way, has said before that she's related to Cardi, and she also said she's related to Lil Uzi.
Right.
So, we all got to do our African ancestry.
Rada.
See who's related to who.
And he was just pushing weight.
She don't talk about it.
I
mean, imagine that family, they need to do a family song.
Nah, that's
Can
dope,
you
though.
I'm Glorilla, my Cardi B, and Lil Uzi.
We might be related, me and you. Never know.
We definitely are. All right, now Vybz Kartel. A judge in Jamaica has overturned his long-standing murder conviction. And that appeal has been made official as of yesterday. A privy council in London concluded that one of the jurors in the case had been bribed and as such should not have been on the jury. So they don't know if they're going to try his case again, but he has been freed pending the outcome of the retrial.
He out.
Yeah, so he's out. Now, he was given a life sentence alongside his co-defendants back in 2014 for the murder of a promoter, Clive Lizard Williams. And they said one of the jurors, I guess, had been offered money for a certain outcome in the case and never should have been on that jury. So that's why this was all overturned.
They railroaded him.
Yeah, and so he apparently has had a terrible time in prison since he was sentenced, and his family was asking for a medical intervention back in May. They said his illness is life-threatening.
Really?
His neck was swollen. They said his face was swollen, and he always wears glasses because his eyes are protruding, and they're saying that's a symptom of Graves' disease.
So it can also be fatal if left untreated. So they were definitely celebrating. I was watching on the what was happening in Jamaica and seeing everybody.
No, definitely. Free that man. And they should just leave him free and be sick like that anyway.
All right. And 50 Cent has revealed that Power Book 2 Ghost will end with the upcoming fourth season. He said the two-part final season of Power Ghost premieres June 7th on Stars. Now, unfortunately, Michael Rainey Jr. says that he found out about the cancellation of Power Book 2 Ghost along with everyone else. Here's what he said.
I ain't no bro. I found out the same time y'all found out.
But don't trip, y'all. A lot of new coming. Me and Gianni. I mean, they do tell him, but like, I don't know. I guess sometimes they just want to do. Wait, bro. That's just what it is. It's the higher-ups.
Oh, Tariq St. Patrick. Well, 50 Cent said, yeah, because Michael Rainey Jr. don't answer his phone. You don't know what 50's calling you for. And by the way, just to throw this out there, Sisters, Tyler Perry's Sisters, has set their season 7 return date ahead of the mid-season finale. So there's a lot going on here. But get ready for all of that. You know I've been watching that now faithfully, but it's going to return for the second half of season 7 on Wednesday, May 22nd. And that is your Yeetie. When we come back, we have About Last Night. And like I said, a lot to discuss here. In the meantime, here's some Wale and Tierra Thomas. This is a classic, Bad. It's way up. Yeah. What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called Nourish Spot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate? Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. One of the most important things is having our voices represent us. And that's why Black representation in media means so much to me and also to the Black community. When things happen with current events and entertainment and politics, it is so important that we are speaking for ourselves and not have other people place a narrative on us and who we are, and to tell those stories from our point of view. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Last night.
So, about last night.
Last night.
Last night.
Here's how it went down.
It's way up. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's right with me.
Hey.
Mano, what'd you do last night?
Last night we was at the Chelsea house, man. Happy birthday to my boy Zoo.
You
Yellow
didn't eat
Zoo.
Nothing though, right?
I didn't eat nothing. I was, we were celebrating a little bit.
How hard is it to be out
around food? It's torture.
Okay. It is, right?
It's torture.
Well, these past couple of days, I've been on the road. I was in Detroit, checking on my building in Midtown. So things are going along really well. We had a meeting at the building yesterday. We are going to start pre-leasing soon, which is exciting. So that means that we're going to be looking for tenants for the unit. And they did tell us, like, while they've been working on the building, people have been coming up and asking when is this going to start being available for lease. So I think people will probably be able to start moving in May. And we'll start that process now of getting things together. Yeah.
We watched that thing just unfold.
Ooh, let me tell you something. It's been quite a journey, and it's still a long journey ahead of us, because right now we do have to get out of this bridge loan into a perm loan, and so that's also finding the best rate that we can. We're also trying to make sure that, you know, more than half the building is going to be affordable housing, because that's a big crisis that is happening right now in the United States and in Detroit, and it's in Midtown, and it's a prime location with not a lot of real estate available. But if you could have seen what the condition of this building was like before we got it, I mean, there was literally bed bugs, feces on the walls.
What was the building first? What was it? Was it an apartment?
It was a residential building, but it was in complete disrepair. Like, there were people squatting there. Yeah, it was awful. And so we really did want to make sure that we, you know, we did everything new. Brand new floors, brand new walls, brand new everything. Countertops, appliances, everything is brand new in the building. And so we haven't put the appliances in yet, though. We're going to put those in one by one as people move in, because you don't want to have a building that's not occupied with all these brand new appliances in it. So, yeah.
You're missing.
Yeah, that would not be a great idea. And then again, I went to the Pistons game. They actually won. So they won the last three out of their last four games. So congrats to them on that. Three out of the last four games is is great for them. And it was a good time. Shout out to V. Shout out to Baby Money, to Royce the 5'9", to everybody I saw while I was there. It was 3-1-3 day. And I had a great time. Went to Craig Cafe afterward. Jasmine Renee came out. Also, DJ K Dirty. Everybody was outside. So, Jessica Nabongo. I had just a good time seeing all my Detroit people. It's my girl Chantel, Ebony. So, shout out to y'all. And Brooklyn's own Taj Gibson now plays for the Pistons.
Taj is over there?
Yeah, he plays for the Pistons right now.
Shout out to Taj Gibson.
All right. Well, that was your Yeetie. And when we come back, tell us a secret. 800-292-5150. Any secret that you have for us, we are here to listen to it. Mano is
Please
here.
Tell us.
And y'all love when he's here. All you pretending you don't want to be judged, but you know you want to be judged. 800-292-5150. Tell us a secret.
This is a judgment-free zone. Tell us a secret.
All right. It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Mano's here.
No, Mano!
We definitely want to hear your secrets. 800-292-5150. Anonymous caller, what's your secret?
I've been dating this guy for a few months, and we haven't been able to have, like, any sexual intercourse, because he's, like, I'm not saying he's suffering from ED, but, like, he can't get it up.
Okay, so he suffers from ED.
At all. But he also just doesn't have any sexual urges. Like, he doesn't have anything going on to where, like, it's nothing working.
Maybe he don't like women.
No, well, he used to be in the military. And he said he had, like, brain damage.
Oh, so he's got some things going on.
He has things going on. So he made himself an appointment to get, like, this clinical trial medication. But I still decided to feel like I want to... For me to still be sexual, like, to have my satisfaction, I'm still choosing to sleep with other people until he figures it out.
Wow. Why are you still with him then? You just love him as a person, but not...
Yeah, he's a good person, and we're, like, it's only been a couple of months, so it's like, and we've talked about it, so I've just had to just let him know, like, until, like, you figure that out, that's what I'm gonna want to do.
Okay, all right. I mean, it's been a couple of months. Maybe that's not your man, though. That's just somebody you're dating in that case.
I don't see a future in it.
Oh, wow. Well, there's no future in it. But I hope he does handle his issues and figure out what's going on with him.
Yeah, I hope he does, too.
Hey, anonymous caller, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. You want to tell us a secret?
I met a woman about 5-6 months ago. We've been off and on with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of months ago, I ended up linking up with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in the South Carolina, Greenville area. And I happened to meet this other woman in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
And it turned out to be her daughter.
Oh, you hooked up with a woman. And so you got a type.
Now, this is my thing. Like, the dog, like, her and I, we've been back and forth for the last couple of months. And I'm the only one that knows about both of them. And I'm trying to not have my karma come back to me.
You got to keep that a secret, though, because it's not like you knew that. You didn't go in with intentions of knocking her daughter off. Now, how old is her daughter?
She's 27.
So what are you going to do?
The mom is 44 and I'm 43. And I'm a big fan of karma. And I am not trying to have this come back to me.
Right. But sometimes you just got to keep some to yourself.
You know what, though? He didn't do anything wrong, to be fair.
He didn't do it on purpose. That's what I'm saying.
It's nothing that you have to keep, because you didn't purposely.
He didn't plot that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lately, for the last 2 weeks, I've been radio silent with both of them.
Yeah, keep that under your hat, though, because unless somebody wants to bring you around the family, then you got a problem. If you rocking with the
mom.
And
that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Are you, like, rocking with the mother like that? Like, you feeling her like that?
It's just, it is what it is type thing.
It is a hookup.
She's 40, like I said, she's 43, I'm 40, you know, I'm 43. So it's just like, we're having fun.
So fair to say that if you had a choice, the mom.
They're both equal. They're opposites from each other.
Sometimes you just got to put them both together.
Does the apple fall far from the tree? All right. Well, listen, you ain't do nothing wrong.
Yeah,
but
man. God bless you. Jesus loves you,
thank you for sharing.
You,
we'll keep your secret. It's safe here.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a good one.
You too. That was Tell Us a Secret. 800-292-5150 in case you couldn't get through. And when we come back, we have your Yeetie. And let's talk about this Young Thug trial. There was more chaos in the courtroom. It's way up.
Yo, she about to blow the lid up off this pot.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get it? Oh yeah. Angela spilling that yee tea.
Come and get the tea.
It's Way Up. What up, Mano?
What's up, Evan?
You ready for some yee tea?
I am, always.
All right, well, let's talk about your boy Young Thug first. And
my
his
guy, Free Thug, man.
Yes, his YSL RICO trial is still going on, and there's been so many shenanigans in the courtroom. You get to watch it on live. And in a clip that was shared, Megan Cuniff, of course, is always posting about what's going on during the trial. Two of the attorneys ended up getting into an argument, and they were told to take it down a notch. Listen to this.
Your Honor, at some point, Your Honor.
I'm sorry, I'm talking.
Your Honor,
I don't know why I am being interrupted. I will not stop.
Hey,
I was speaking.
Ms. Lowe.
I'm sorry, I was
both
speaking.
Y'all, both y'all can't talk at the same time.
I know, I was speaking, and I'm not allowed to speak when I'm speaking.
Hey, both of you all need to just take it down a notch.
Yeah, Sheriff's deputy actually had to step in.
Nah, that's good because it'll help get a mistrial for my dog, like, free him.
Yes, this whole thing has been...
Yeah, because it's not a slam dunk case like they thought they had.
All right, and Kodak Black, it seems like he and Mellow Rax maybe back together. You know, remember they had been engaged back in February of 2021, and Mellow Rax actually talked about their engagement when she was on Way Up with Angela Yee. When was your first time getting engaged?
Yeah, he got pardoned. He got out, thank God. And it was just kicking it and got engaged.
Did you really think you were going to get married? Because you were only 19. Were you really thinking
about I was in a fairy la la land. I was like, I'm a wife. I learned real quick. So, like.
Did you get to keep the ring?
Yeah, I kept
it. That's nice. If they do get back together and say get engaged again, does he have to get another ring or does she just put the same one back on?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Well, he posted her on his page and said, and she's she out of Broward. And so, yeah, never
I would
know.
Say keep that ring I gave you.
Or maybe you just add a little something to it.
But definitely
keep
keep
it
ring.
And then add a little
what
something.
What if she got rid of it? Then what?
Ooh, sold it?
Man.
Well, you know. Then you got to get another one.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Jack Boy, unfortunately, was arrested. And that is on drug and weapons charges in Florida. He's being held in police custody without bond. According to CBS 12, police detectives said they pulled over a Suburban and they noticed the vehicle's windows were too tinted. They then say they detected the scent of burnt marijuana. They noticed a handgun during the traffic stop. They were aware that Jack Boy was a convicted felon with a suspended driver's license and he was behind the wheel. And so he was then taken into custody soon after. And his brother, Rodney, then arrived at the scene and told authorities that the gun found inside the vehicle belonged to him. He said he forgot to take the firearm with him upon exiting the vehicle prior to the traffic stop. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-mm. He was just up here.
Yes, he was.
Unfortunate.
All right. And Allen Iverson, there is a documentary that's going to be coming from Shaquille O'Neal's Jersey Legends, Steph Curry's Unanimous Bound for Prime Video. So Amazon has greenlit this documentary. And it's going to look at the way in which Allen Iverson's authentic voice and unapologetic expansion of style paved the way for future generations revolutionized the culture of the NBA.
He was the first.
Mm-hmm. So... And listen, still incredibly
braids,
relevant
today. The tattoos, the jersey, the long shorts, like the hip hop. He was the first.
All right. Well, that is your Yee Tea. And when we come back, we have Under the Radar. These are the stories that are flying under the radar, but we definitely feel are important. One thing we want to talk about is this Ozempic lawsuit that's going on right now, what you need to know about it. And a lot of people are on that Ozempic. All right. So just beware. All right. It's Way Up.
The news. I got news.
Dishing the news that relates to you. These stories are flying under the radar.
It's Way Up. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's right here.
New Mano.
All right, under the radar, Ozempic. There is a lawsuit right now. And you know, if you don't know already, Ozempic is one of the newest weight management medications. It's been in the news as an anti-obesity drug as well. But they're also in the news a lot because of the potentially dangerous side effects like gallbladder disease, gastroparesis, which is a weakening of the stomach that can lead to stomach pain and vomiting. And so now people are starting to take legal action because of all these side effects. Yes. And so originally Ozempic was not designed as an anti-obesity drug. It was for diabetes.
Right.
You know, and now people have been using that, but now there are these allegations that the drug causes a dangerous condition where like I said, the nerves and muscles in your stomach wall severely weaken, which makes it difficult for the stomach to transfer food to your small intestine, which means blockages or obstruction that can lead to nausea and diarrhea, and it can't be cured. It can only be managed medically and surgically. So anybody who gets this condition is potentially facing a lifetime of medical interventions.
Wow.
Then there's also other side effects that we've heard of that have been concealed, according to these plaintiffs. That's what they're alleging. Or downplayed. And so there's a lot of different things, if you look at what this lawsuit contains, that are being made, all these different allegations. And there's also what they are saying that could be another issue is counterfeit Ozempic. They're saying that a counterfeit Ozempic pen had been found in the United States, and you know, some people might have adverse reaction to that, but that's not their fault if it's a counterfeit one. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen with these lawsuits, but they do feel like there's going to be an increasing number of lawsuits, and every Ozempic lawsuit to date has been filed by someone who used the drug and developed gastrointestinal problems, and lawyers will typically take clients who can show that they experience chronic vomiting or diarrhea for a month or more, and that's a small percentage of the people who have used the drug.
A month or more is wow.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that. One vomit is enough for me.
Yeah.
All right. And Pornhub is blocking access to the site in Texas, and that's over age verification law. So it's no longer available in Texas. That's very weird. Why do they not want to verify people's ages? But it's now unavailable in Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia
Good thing's not here, because we need that, right? Need our Pornhub, right?
You use Pornhub still? All right, well, that is your Under the Radar. You know, we got the Way Up mix at the top of the hour. Plus, Keisha Cole, she's on her Love Hard tour, and she's going to be joining us. It's Way Up.
Talk like they Angela Yee, like they Angela Yee.
Man, she's spilling it all. This is Yee T.
Way Up.
It's Way Up. I'm here. Mano's here.
New Mano!
Yeah.
Aw, time for some YT. If you were watching us on live, you know why I said aw, but I posted it on my...
Play games with me on the radio.
We got to listen to Mano doing a read. It's not easy, guys. All right, well, let's get into this YT. Bad Baby is officially a mom. She posted the first photo of her baby girl. All right, she posted a little black and white selfie that was shared to her IG story, which featured the top of the newborn's head, and she didn't share anything else, but congratulations to her for having a baby. And listen,
black baby too, right?
Anytime that somebody can go through childbirth and both of y'all come out healthy,
that's right,
and alive, that is a blessing. So just want to say congratulations to both of them. All right. Now, let's get into this other news. So Kanye is saying that he once asked Safari, would Nicki Minaj be down for a threesome with him and with Amber Rose? He said this to Big Boy on Big Boy TV.
He didn't know that they was together.
Here's what he said.
We down doing Dark Fantasy, and he in the studio. I'm just thinking she with a bad b-. I'm like, yo, Safari, you think Nicki will let me and Amber hit? Like what she said?
This her man.
Like, you got to make these raps true.
Wow. What would you do in that situation? I mean, he didn't know.
That would have never been me.
He didn't know.
You're going to know what's mine is mine. Different. My energy's different.
Well, Safari commented, yeah, that happened, with a whole bunch of laughing emojis.
Yeah.
I remember when Safari used to be with Nicki all the time.
Right.
He
was just kind of like part of her crew.
Mm-hmm. I first met her when I was on Sirius. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. All right, now, you'll appreciate this, and I actually put this story in here really just because of you. Jason Derulo is on his new King World Tour, and recently he had to take a break. He was in Leeds, England, and he had to use the restroom. Here's what happened when he told the audience.
Guys, I'm so sorry, but do you mind if I just go use the bathroom real quick?
I'm not
you
gonna
thought
lie.
Of me.
Yeah, I thought of you because yeah, that's how you are play. In here. Yeah, you're like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I gotta
but
go.
I did think about that. What happens when you gotta pee and you're on stage performing for, you know, 2 hours? You,
wow.
Sorry, guys, gotta go to the bathroom. But that's why they also need breaks. Like, there's gotta be a time when you're like, ladies and gentlemen, the band. And then the band plays for a little while.
That's
and
crazy.
You're like, oh, I gotta run to the bathroom. All right, well, that is your Yee T. And when we come back, it is a Friday. So you know what that means. We have a new Music Friday, all the new specials. So there's a lot of great things out today. We'll talk about it. It's way up.
Whether it's relationship or career advice, Angela's dropping facts.
You should know.
This is Ask Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my guy Mano's with me.
No,
all right,
Mano.
And it's time for Assy, my award-winning advice-giving friend Mano. Let me not get it wrong. All right, so we have Rich on the line. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. It's me and Mano, and we're ready for your question.
Me and my girl have a joint account, right? We're supposed to be going to the trip to Mexico.
Okay.
So she gave me the link. I pay for it. So I get the notification, you know, we got the joint account. The $3,000 came out of my account. Now, she don't know that I have her bank account app on my phone, her individual account.
How do you have that on your phone?
Her phone broke one time. She needed to do something real quick, so she just did it on my phone.
Okay, so go ahead.
So, when I get the notification that the $3,000 came out, I get another notification. $3,000 is deposited into her account, like right away. And then she said she couldn't go.
Oh, so the link just deposited the money into her account and it was never for the trip.
Oh. Right. Yeah. She gassed me.
She's scamming
so
you.
So what you should do first, ask her, be like, hey, can I have the receipt from, I need the receipt from my accountant is asking for the receipt for the trip.
You getting finessed, my boy.
Yeah.
You getting finessed,
but
man.
I feel like if she could create this link, she can also create some fake receipts.
She could do anything. Receipt ain't nothing.
Look, she can.
How long y'all been together?
About a year.
I would never. I can't imagine being with somebody who's stealing money from me that way. So I feel like even though she's not honest, you have to be like, I know you're lying.
Do you love her?
And you may not want to at first say that you have the app because at least you have that as evidence in case she doesn't come clean. But I would go to her and say, what is really happening with this money? I know you didn't pay for the trip.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, 3 G's is a lot.
And that's a lot. And you don't have to tell her how you know. Just say, what's happening with this money? I know you didn't pay for the trip. If she doesn't give you a truthful answer, say, I know the money went into your account. If she still isn't honest, you can say, I actually have the app and I saw it. So since you're lying, you know, about things and maybe it's wrong that I still have access, but thank God I did and was able to see it. I ended up getting a notification.
She probably using that money to go on a trip with her other man.
Never know.
You never know.
But you can see everything that's going on with her money in her account anyway.
Yeah, and there's nothing crazy ever happens, but this.
Yeah, that's wild. And let me tell you something, the money is a major thing. If you can't be honest with your significant other about that, that's a real issue. And so, yes, you definitely need to say something to her and see if she'll confess to whatever it is that she has going on, whatever the issue is. But you can't trust somebody like that.
Yeah, you're right.
And then transfer the money back to the account. No. But it feels like y'all need to shut that joint account down.
Do y'all live together?
Nah.
So you got a joint account with somebody?
Why do y'all have a joint account anyway?
And you got a joint account with somebody you don't even live with, boy?
Yeah, you live or you lying.
But why do you guys have a joint account? What was the thinking behind it?
I just want to prove. I'm all for her. Like, look, let's do this together.
That was
let's
your idea?
Yeah.
Well, listen, you live and you learn. You do not commingle your money like that.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, Rich, thank you for calling. And Rich, we want you to stay rich, okay?
All right. Hey, Mano, congratulations on that Mano day.
Thank you, my brother.
No problem.
All right, thanks for calling. Good luck. Well, that was Ask Yee, 800-292-5150. And when we come back, Keisha Cole is joining us. She's in the midst of the Love Hard Tour, so she wants to tell us all about what's going down and what she has happening personally.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a a day. Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's Way Up.
Do this.
Yeah.
Yo.
More Way Up with Angela Yee on now.
You know who it is.
You know who it is.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. And guess what? Keisha Cole is here with me. Keisha Cole, you are out here working so hard. We were just talking about everything that you had to do these past couple of days.
Yes, yes, yes. It's all a part of the plan, so it's all good.
Well, you've been on tour right now, the Love Hard Tour.
Yes.
And I've been seeing amazing footage. How do you feel?
I feel good about it. We finally get into, I think it'll be over by the time I get to a place where I'm really completely comfortable. But, mm-hmm. you know, the fans have been, they've been enjoying it. So that's all we can ask for.
What do you mean by completely comfortable?
You know, it's a problem with, like, set list and, like, some people haven't seen me in forever, so they want to hear older songs. And then I'm looking at it from a standpoint of there's others, you know, fans on the road. So I'm like, I don't know, they maybe just should hear the hits. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting to a place where it could be more comfortable now, though, for everybody.
That's good. And you've been doing so much. You have the Lifetime movie that came out last year, too.
Yeah.
That was your first acting?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. To me, I always would have thought that this feels like a space you would be comfortable in, just because I guess you've done reality shows based on your life, so you've been on camera, mm-hmm. so it feels like a natural progression.
Yeah. I actually wanted to play myself in my movie. We on the reality show, we had a conversation with John Singleton. I actually had a meeting with him on the reality show, telling him that I wanted to film the movie on my life because I was signed to Interscope. So 50 had done one, Eminem had done one, mm-hmm. and we were in the works of doing mine. But he didn't want me to play myself. So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that's not going to
Yeah, because they played themselves in their movies.
Yeah, so that was my whole... And I actually talked to 50 not too long ago, and I was telling him that story. I was like, you know, and I feel like with the Lifetime thing, I wasn't able to... completely tell my story. It was more of, you know, everything that transpired between me and my mother in our life. So
it was kind of like you paying homage to your mother too.
Yeah.
How was it for you even filming that? Because even the way that it starts,
I cried a lot. I cried when I said I wasn't gonna cry, so I would think, yeah, maybe it was a little difficult. It was like, it felt like my last goodbye to her. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you know, that is what I was telling 50. It's so many different aspects that I just didn't get to tell. Because for one, it was Lifetime. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my encounters, they wanted to share at that point. And then especially, it's so little amount of time to really even tell as much as I've been gone through, like, you know, in the triumph. So I think that very, like, minor touched on things.
Right now, I'm talking to Keisha Cole. Now, you had also posted this I should get a check for my taste in men. This to be a disability.
Wait. Oh, my God.
You know, Keisha, you know I'm going to ask you about
it's
that.
It's so true.
Do you, so what's going on now with your personal life? Like, have you been nothing?
Mm-mm, nothing at all. But it's all good. I got so much going on, so it's not like a thing. I think it's the time to just for everything. Mm-hmm. So,
what are some things you feel like you've learned from past relationships?
I really want a nice guy, but then I don't want a guy that I can run over. I'm kind of like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm from Oakland.
You're right, right.
Like, so sometimes
and you
I don't
will
even,
run somebody over.
I mean, if you let me, maybe. Yeah. I will. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be, it's just like a fine, thin line between, you could be really sweet, but strong in different ways, I guess. I don't know.
How could somebody shoot their shot with you?
Mm-hmm.
Come to the show, buy a ticket.
Ooh.
VIP status.
Ooh. Talk to them.
Stream all the music.
Oh, my God. I have no idea. It just needs to be organic.
Can a guy date you but also be a fan of yours? You think he should be a fan of yours?
I mean, I don't know. He doesn't have to be. But, I mean, how can you not be? That's kind of... I mean, unless you live overseas or something like that, then maybe...
Ooh, have you ever dated somebody overseas?
Nope.
But it's potential.
It may be. I think that's where my husband might be.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in like West Africa or something like that.
Somewhere not here.
I could see that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would like it.
I would like that for you.
Me too.
Keisha Cole is here. She's in the midst of her Love Hard tour. We got a lot more to discuss when we come back. It's Way Up.
Do this.
Yeah.
Yo.
More Way Up with Angela Yee on now.
You know who it is.
You know who it is.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and I am sitting today with the legend, Keisha Cole. Now, the song Love has been going viral still, and I saw you surprise those kids in Atlanta where they were singing, and you popped up.
It was so sweet. I was so tired, too, that day. I was like, didn't want to get out of the bed, but I was like, I'm going to get up. I prayed and saw the kids, and they were so sweet. I'm like, I'm glad I did not make this.
Right. Isn't it amazing that that song has touched like so many I just feel like the kids nowadays, some of them weren't even alive.
Right.
When that song came out, and they'd be singing that song with their whole chest.
It's like, what the hell? I'm so glad God gave me that song because I wrote it. So to see that happen and transpire and like every night 20 years later. So fire.
When you think about when you wrote that song, what was going on at that time in your life?
You know, the guy didn't like me, and I was, like, madly in love. And I was really young, and the women that he liked was much older and established.
I bet later on he came around, though.
Oh, for sure. They always do.
Isn't that what always happens?
Mm-hmm. As soon as my feelings and emotions fly away, they come here, they, hey, no, those feelings are gone.
And then I saw recently you and Callie had a back and forth, but you still were like, all love, it's not your fault.
Who?
She had the song, I guess, right? Didn't she have a song that was like Sam?
Oh, yeah, baby girl. I think she may have felt a way about that, but I really didn't mean anything by it.
You were saying it wasn't her fault. That
it wasn't.
Sometimes
it wasn't.
Things happen behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It didn't get clear properly.
Mm-hmm. It didn't. Mm-mm. And it wasn't her fault. And that's all I was trying to tell her. Mm-hmm. So, ain't no thing but a chicken wang on a string. It's all good.
You said you've also never cleared for anybody to, like, do your songs, right?
Mm-mm.
And so you wouldn't do that either?
I wouldn't say I wouldn't. I just haven't been moved by any music that deserves my song. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say never because I feel like there may be somebody that I really rock with, like, or I really like the song, and I feel like it does justice to my song. Like, then I'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Put me on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, I'm talking to Keisha Cole. Do you want to do more acting?
Yes. That's exactly what me and 50 was talking about.
Uh-oh. So does this mean you might be on one of his shows at some point, or is it about creating your own show?
Yeah, it's about creation.
I could see a Keisha Cole series.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't play myself. I've already gotten that out the way.
Right.
I wanted to do
you
that.
You don't need them 24-hour days.
I've always wanted to headline my own arena tour. I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that I've... goals that I've set for myself that I've done. Like, so now it's all about just like, you know what I'm saying, what God has for me that he wants me to do at this point.
Oh, so it feels like this could be something that's in the works. So, all right, I cannot wait.
Right? I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know God is in control, so it's all good.
All right, well, Keisha Cole, thank you so much for joining us. Let's see, how many more dates are left on this? Oh, you have until April 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Atlanta look like it was lit, too.
Atlanta, it was lit. Detroit, was fire.
Wait, hold on. Did you have your Oakland stop yet?
No, that's at the end.
That's going to be really crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be really crazy. I'm going to be in and had it together by then. I think we're going to have a set list and everything together by then. Like, man, oh my God.
It's a process.
It is.
You know, that's interesting though, like what you said in the beginning of the balance of knowing like hit songs, but also songs that they could be songs that were never singles that people love.
If they are excited that I'm performing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like You've Changed is one that they've asked for since the beginning. So I was going to take that out, but I decided not to.
Yeah, all the feedback helps too. So you know like how to craft everything.
Yeah, for sure. Because I want to do right by them. Like I don't want to like just be like, yeah, let's just do the hits and just get off stage. It was like, no, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Thank y'all.
You doing a new album too?
Yes. Okay. At some point.
This year, you think, or next year?
Ooh, the year just started, so it could be happening this year.
It could be happening this year. All right, well, Keisha Cole, always a pleasure to see you.
Always.
Every time I see you, it's like a fun environment. So
yeah, of course.
I love that for us.
I do too. Yeah. You know, we good. We go way back.
All right, well, Keisha Cole, as always, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right, you can watch that full interview on my YouTube channel, Way Up With Ye. And when we come back, you guys have the last word.
Pick up the phone.
Tap in.
Tap in and get your voice heard.
What the word is.
Here's the last word on Way Up With Angela Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up With Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my guy Mano's here.
That's right.
Ah, we made it through another week. It's Friday.
No eating.
Yes, and you have, until next Monday, not this Monday, next Monday to finish this
fast. Do we actually have to do all that, though? Like, can't we just stop on Monday?
So you're quitting?
No, I'm just saying, can't we just stop on
Monday? Are you a quitter?
I'm going to stop on Monday and go into Ramadan.
So you can't handle it?
I'm not saying I can't. It's a bit rough, though, baby. And plus, you've been sick.
Shout out to the
eating.
Detox Now and Coach Jesse. As you can see, even Mano was defeated in this fast.
I'm still on it though.
But shout out to Sydney who did it for a full 2 weeks. You got defeated on a lot of things today.
I didn't get defeated though because I'm still on it though. I'm asking.
All right,
questions.
We're gonna see. We'll revisit this conversation on Monday.
I'm still on it. I'm still strong.
But in the meantime, thank you to Keisha Cole for joining us. Make sure you guys check her out on that Love Hard tour in case you haven't seen it already. And of course, thank you guys and have a safe and prosperous weekend. Here you are with the last word.
Hey, y'all. So my secret is I was with my ex-boyfriend, and he was acting real funny. So I had a one-night stand with another man, and unfortunately, I got pregnant.
What's up? It's Millie from the Shaft. And I just want to shine a light on all women in honor of Women's History Month. And I just want to say you are good enough. Don't ever bargain or compromise your worth, the things that you believe in, your standards, or anything of that nature. And don't ever, ever, ever lower your value in the way that you feel about yourself or anyone.
Going way up, turn up. With Angela Yee.
It's Angela Yee, and I love to travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to experience their beautiful islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI is one of my favorite places. If you're traveling from the U.S., you don't even need a passport. I love the food, the people, the culture, and the beaches. Gorgeous. Go to visitusvi.com to plan your next vacation. Visit usvi.com. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas in May. I cannot wait. USVI and naturally in rhythm.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.